Welcome to Faith Now at Daybreak Devotionals, Energy for Your Day with Pam Kumpy. Are you a follower of Jesus or are you a leader of a group? Well, Mary Magdalene led a group of women and they were prominent followers of Jesus. She was one of the main witnesses of all the events surrounding Jesus, his crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. Isn't it amazing how a woman was a primary witness and she saw her Savior die on the cross and she saw him later when he walked away from that tomb? In Luke 8:1-3, Scripture says, "Soon afterwards, Jesus traveled from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out with there, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others." Mary Magdalene is described as a woman whom Jesus cured of an unspecified illness, and she provided for Jesus and his followers. When I read the 4 accounts of the crucifixion, she was present, either standing at a distance with other women or standing near the cross. Mary Magdalene watched as Jesus' body was prepared for burial, and as it was sealed in the tomb, she could confirm that he was really dead. She also witnessed the resurrection of Jesus when she found the tomb empty and was the first person to see Jesus. As told in the Gospels, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go anoint Jesus' body. Very early after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked and saw the stone, which was even larger, it had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw 2 men in clothes that gleamed like lightning, and they were scared, alarmed. The men said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and she heard a voice asking her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She answered, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." She thought she was talking to the gardener and said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Now, I love this part. Love it. Jesus said to her, "Mary." Immediately, she knew who he was, and apparently she grabbed on to him because he said, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." What an announcement! A messenger who held the greatest message of all times. Have you ever seen the Lord? Do you know him? Would you recognize his voice if he called you by name? I remember the song in the garden with words like, "I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. As he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling." Jesus met up with Mary Magdalene in the garden, and he longs to do the same for each of us. He is waiting for you. He calls us by name. Do you hear his voice? If so, go to him and see the Savior. He is there. Thank you for joining me at Daybreak Devotionals. May God's Word show you His love. Until next time, this is Pam Kumpy coming to you from New Boston, Texas. Remember, let's put our hope in the Lord.